Our scripture reading this morning is Psalm 16. It's a song of trust and security in God, a miktam of David. Protect me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. As for the holy ones in the land, they are noble, in whom all my delight. Those who choose another god multiply their sorrows. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out, or take their names upon my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure. For you do not give me up to Sheol or let your faithful ones see the pit. You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
God, we again are so thankful for this day, for an opportunity to come and worship. I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your holy sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today our scripture comes from the Psalms, and the Psalms are a fascinating book, but what's more fascinating is the person behind the Psalms. Now, David didn't write all the Psalms, but he wrote a lot of them. And if we know the story of King David, if we go back and read in the Bible about who King David was, what we find is someone who was passionate, someone who was impulsive, someone who was emotional, someone who at times could be incredibly cruel. I have this image of King David as a kind of manic personality, and he's up late at night reading and writing by candlelight. He's got ink-stained hands, and he's got a bottle of wine in the other one. He's someone who did nothing small. He fought big wars. He led Israel with power and might. And he made big mistakes. He had big affairs. He was highly imperfect. He was never timid. And he expresses his writing in this sort of powerful emotion, this incredibly expressive idea. And if you ever really want to get into something really deep, read through the book of Psalms, because you'll find the stories of praises and celebrations, but then you'll find these laments, these serious laments about the darkness and the difficulties of life. In the Psalms, it's full of superlatives. It's an abundance of exclamation points. And there are these laments that you can almost feel the emotion on. As King David calls out, he says, Lord, deliver me from my foes. Deliver me, answer me when I call, have mercy on me. There is redemption and hope. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are there with me. These stories that become songs. They originally become songs for the temple to be sung, but then they become the basis of many of our songs. I imagine if we were to go through the scriptures or we go through our hymnals, we'd find there's probably about 40 of our hymns that are based on Psalms. And if we go beyond that, we can see that many of our liturgies and our words and our prayers are based on these praises and these laments. In one psalm, David says, how majestic is your name in all of the earth. I could sing of your love forever. You are my rock and my salvation. There are these psalms that give birth to so many songs about God and God's faithfulness. And David says, praise the Lord with the harp and make music with stringed instruments, sing a new song. And David gets poetic. He tells these beautiful stories of metaphor and symbology. Taste and see what is good. Blessed is the one who seeks refuge in God. The lion may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our Lord stands forever. And it goes on and on like this. As you read them all day, you hear about the priceless and unfailing love of God, the feast of abundance in the house of God, the fountain of life. It goes on and on and on. Give me fullness of joy. provide my life with pleasure forevermore. In the psalm that we read today, David says at the very end, he says, "You make known to me the path of life. You give me fullness of joy. Provide my life with pleasure forevermore." And we could dismiss David's words as just flowery and a bit superficial and way too much praise. But we have to know the story of David. Because David begins his story as a young boy. He has very little except his bravery and his courage. There's a famous story about David and Goliath where David is the only one willing to go out and face Goliath. Takes him down with a slingshot and he gains the whole world. People begin to notice David as a young age, and he begins to experience great power and privilege. But with that power and that privilege becomes corruption, becomes this kind of fear. He loses his dignity, his reputation. He loses his own kingdom, and he loses his son, which he calls the favorite son, and he grieves this loss. He has love, and he loses it. He is betrayed, and he betrays others, but yet love continues to remain. Love still drives him. He is discouraged but not defeated. He keeps on going. He keeps writing these stories. He keeps coming back to this music that's so important. If you read through the Psalms, you'll see often throughout there are musical notes that say to the stringed instruments or to the harpist, and he's writing these stories. As a king, he developed the temple, and in the temple, he had a whole group of singers that he could call upon at any time. And I think about what a great life to have. I'm feeling down today. I think I'll just call my singers in for today, right? I mean, what a wonderful life. And then sometimes he did it for his own pleasure, but sometimes he did it for the whole temple, but he would just call them in. "I've got this song I want you to sing for me." What a great life. This, I used to think that finding God was about finding all the answers. There was a time in my life where I thought that finding God might mean prosperity and assurance in my life. But I began to realize the more that I know God, the more that I read the scriptures, the more questions I have. The more questions I have about purpose and meaning, but also the more songs I have. Who can live without songs? Who can live without music and poetry and love and emotion? In a world that is just bent on telling us it's either this way or that way, it's music that can drive us into that middle ground, that space that says it's not all black or white. David's songs tell us to keep on loving, to keep on living, to keep on singing, no matter what happens around us. And that it is our love, our life, and our songs that will actually keep others going and bring more life and more life and more music. No matter what, there's a good chance that there's someone in your life who needs love. There is someone around you that could use some music. I'm probably not the only person that's had this experience before, but we used to go to the hospital, to the Alzheimer's unit. And people who just seemed like they had lost all life. But the minute we start singing those songs, the life comes back into them. They're tapping their foot and they're singing along. They couldn't remember their own child's name, but they could remember to the words to "How Great Thou Art." Something about that music that means something. And it's not just any song that we sing, but we sing these songs of love, of joy, of hope, a story that keeps God alive in our hearts. And here's why this is important. When I was young, I had a Sunday school teacher, and she asked us to draw a picture of heaven. And I remember I was drawing something, I didn't really know what, and she drew a picture of the clouds. And that moment where the sun comes through the clouds and there's rays, it's a beautiful picture, we've all seen it before. This was the picture of heaven. And she said, "It's always sunny there, always." She said, "It's full of rainbows. It's always full of rainbows. There are rainbows everywhere." But even as an 8-year-old, I thought to myself, how can there be rainbows without rain? I didn't say that out loud, but it stuck with me. I've always thought that. I've always wondered. There was something fundamentally flawed about what that Sunday school teacher said. Good intentions. Everything would be better there, she said. Everything would be perfect, and everything would be right. As I've gotten older, I realize that this is something we can look forward to, but it doesn't always help. She told me everything that was lost would be found there. Everything that I screwed up would be forgiven. Everything that I broke would be fixed. But I begin to realize as I read through the Psalms and read through the Scriptures and I experience life that it rains a lot, especially when you live in the Northwest. The truth is that hearts are broken every day. The truth is that life is sometimes just awful. The truth is that nothing and no one is perfect. Things are always messed up. I lose things all the time. Sometimes those things are people. I mess up all the time. Sometimes I break things that cannot be mended. Broken dreams, broken promises, broken hearts. The story of Scripture tends to mirror the stories of our lives. Addictions, recovery, relapse, recovery. These are the best stories. These are the best songs. These are the best poems. If the Psalms tell us anything, they tell us to live now. May we decide to live here in this place. And may we decide to stop looking for perfection or all the answers. May we decide instead to keep telling stories, to keep writing poetry, and to keep making music. Amen. Let's pray together. Loving God, as the song goes, in my heart there rings a melody. And may that melody stick with me. May it be the song that I sing when I'm going through difficult times. May the songs and the words of Scripture and the words of Psalms be with me as I get those medical tests done, as I tell those difficult stories, as I interact with my friends who are dying. May those stories become powerful to my life and to my story. And may we find ways to tell those songs, to tell those stories, and to sing those songs with those around us. For it's in your many names that we gather, that we pray, and we seek to live. Amen.